Hey, coming up on the weekend of the 19th of October, I believe the 19th is a Saturday. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. That is the voice of Susan Alger. She's with the West Texas Cycling Association, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And you're also with Prosperity Bank.
Yes, I am.
And you've got this event coming up at South Plains Mall. Tell us about it.
We are teaming up with UMC on October 19th out at the South Plains Mall to bring awareness for Brain Injury Awareness Month. And we're also doing some cycling awareness. We will be talking to the public, educating them on bicycling safety,
right.
Rules of the road. UMC will also be giving away helmets to children. Bicycle helmets. There's a limited quantity, but first come, first serve. But
right.
They'll be giving away bicycle helmets, again, in conjunction with brain injury awareness. We just want to inform the public, you know, of our rights to the road, but even more so, just encourage them to share the road with cyclists and give us room. Because we have had several instances of bicyclists being hit. We've had some, unfortunately, who were killed. And so we just want to raise that awareness with motorists to just please share the road and give us the room that we need so that we can avoid those types of accidents in the future.
Right. Nobody wants to hit a cyclist.
No.
On the road. Now, tell us about ghost bikes that are planted around. What are those?
Ghost Bike is actually a worldwide memorial that people do for cyclists who are injured or killed on the road. It is a bike that is stripped down of all of its components and then painted solid white. And then it is placed on the side of the road close to where a cyclist was injured or killed. We do have two, unfortunately, in the Lubbock area. There is one on 4th Street in front of the Garrison Center. It is placed there for Britta Schneider, who was killed last summer. And then we have another one on Highway 114 outside of Leveland. That one was placed for Paul Nichols, who was killed back in March of this year.
Hmm. Now, Paul, Paul was like 73?
72.
72.
Oh. Yes.
So, you know, a guy just out for a, you know, ride trying to stay healthy. And, you know, we really need to do a better job of paying attention to
well,
people,
you know,
on bicycles.
Part of the problem, I think, here in Lubbock, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of, well, like the Denver area, a lot of places in Colorado have bike lanes for people who ride bikes for their main transportation. Do we have any bike lanes in Lubbock at all?
They're very, very limited. Very limited. So yes, that would be a definite improvement, in safety for cyclists in Lubbock, is to add more bike lanes. You know, we have these big, wide, beautiful 6-lane roads now.
Mm-hmm.
It would be so easy, in my mind, to paint the line, paint the symbols, and add some bike lanes, some additional bike lanes to the Lubbock area.
How would you go about getting something like that accomplished? Where would you start? Who does that? Who
makes
that decision?
That's a good question. I would think city council possibly would be a good place to start.
Well, I know over the past couple of decades, there have been several people that have brought that up.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of cyclists out there.
We do. And
we have a lot of people that like to ride their bikes.
Well, more and more people are doing it.
Yes, mm-hmm. They are. They are for economic reasons.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who commute to work. That's becoming more and more frequent. There are a lot of people out there who don't own a car.
Right.
Who bike everywhere, go to the grocery store, go to work. And then obviously you have those like myself who do it for fitness mm-hmm. reasons.
Right.
That's, I would say that's probably more people ride bikes for fitness than for anything else.
Yes.
And of course there are people that I've seen that, and it's a great way to stay in shape, but I saw a couple of guys that, were competing in an Ironman. And he got started riding bicycles and for distance. Mm-hmm. And he got longer and longer and longer and longer. And I saw the guy, and his name's Rod Burgett. And I saw him in the grocery store, and he goes, "Tom?" I didn't even recognize the guy. He was so in shape.
Yeah. it's great exercise.
It is. It
but
really
I think
is.
It daunts people because of the traffic issues in Lubbock, and people are afraid of being hit. So we just need to do something about that.
Well, I agree.
Back to the bike lane thing. I think that's been, you know, revisited and revisited. You guys might want to make another run at it. You know, it took like, golly, how many years to get walking paths in the city parks?
Yes.
You know, I mean, everybody's just like, what do you need a walking path for? You know, now everybody's got one. You know,
yeah.
Even Stumpy Hamilton's going to get one, you know, so, I mean, what do you do?
Well, and another thing that's very important in the event that you guys are doing is emphasizing helmet safety.
Yes, absolutely. We advocate that 100%. You should always wear a helmet when you ride your bike, even if you're a beginner and you think, well, I'm not going to be going that fast. Well, cement's harder than your head.
Yeah.
The asphalt is harder than your skull. And so even if you fell at a slow speed, the chance of injury is just so great. And so we want everyone to have a helmet and everyone to wear a helmet.
Well, you know, just some automobile statistics. The majority of accidents happen within 2 miles of your house going less than 20 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So more of the injuries happen at lower speeds closer to home. So a lot of people just... they just think because they're close to home, it's not going to happen to them. And as we all know, people aren't bulletproof. So,
right.
Anyway, hey, I hope you guys have a successful event. I appreciate you coming in. What do you do over at Prosperity?
I'm in human resources.
Okay. So if you need a job over at Prosperity Bank, holler at Susan Alger.
Thank you so much for the time.
I hope I didn't get you in trouble.
No, I hope not either. Thank you.